Chris.
Yes.
Last Sunday, I was supposed to release an episode of Popstorian, like I always do on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I didn't because I released it early on Halloween.
What were you thinking, Ben?
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
To all four of our listeners, I am truly sorry.
I feel like you're beating yourself up too much for this. Just a little bit.
No, I'm just giving myself a hard time in jest. How are you?
Is it really just... I'm okay. Tired. Yeah. It's my day off.
Uh-huh.
And it's been good. I'm enjoying it.
Days off are good.
Yeah. Been doing a little reading, researching for our new episode coming up.
Yes.
Playing with the kids. Eating a great breakfast. Usually I get up too early, and like the thing that qualifies as a hot breakfast is like a toasted Pop-Tart, mm-hmm. and then you're eating on the road as you go to work.
Mm-hmm.
But today...
It's not much of a breakfast.
No. Today I got French toast.
Ooh.
And sausage.
I haven't made French toast in a while.
It's delicious.
That is a good thing. What kind of bread did you use?
It was just white bread. Just regular.
Soft...
It is. It's kind of soft. But what Leah does is she mixes sugar and cinnamon with the egg. Ooh. And it's really good.
Well, you're listening to the French Toast Podcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Chris.
This is a special mini-sode.
So anyway, Ben.
What are we talking about today, Chris?
How would you feel like if I asked you some questions?
Oh, boy.
So, I guess it's been a couple months now.
Yeah.
It has been a couple months. I posted some Twitter, what did they call it?
Polls?
Polls. Some Twitter polls. I love that feature on Twitter.
I do too.
But anyway, and I got some responses, some more than others. And so I thought I'd give you a chance to answer these questions here. Since we're actually
live on the air,
we're kind of on a midpoint with our Westerns by the Decade.
We are.
We're
about to do the 50s.
We're about to do the 50s. And then after the 50s, of course, with the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, maybe a 2000, that's what, six more episodes?
Yeah.
So we're done. So we've done five. We're about to do our sixth episode, and then there's six more after that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of at a midpoint here. So I'm going to ask you these questions.
Okay.
That are kind of showing you what to expect from the future and kind of what we've already covered a little bit. They're not really complicated or hard. It's not a pop quiz. Don't worry.
It's a Popstorian quiz.
It's a Popstorian quiz. So, actually more of your opinion, really.
Okay.
It is a poll. So.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, so I have two questions. First question is this. If you were to have a Popstorian award ceremony, who would you pick for best male actor in a Western?
So, is this of just the Westerns we've covered, or Westerns in general?
So, I have a list of actors that I think kind of epitomize the Western, but...
Okay, some nominees.
I do have some nominees, but I think we should limit that to what we've already covered. So,
gotcha.
The main actors that we've already covered would include Henry Fonda.
Henry Fonda, yeah. Most recently.
Jimmy Stewart, before that.
Right. William S. Hart.
William S. Hart for Hell's Hinges.
Uh-huh.
And then the covered wagon was...
I can't remember the name of the gentleman from the
Great Train Robbery.
The Great Train Robbery either.
Bronco Bill, I think, is who's mentioned the most from Great Train Robbery. J. Warren Kerrigan.
There we go.
So you've got... We're going to stick to the ones that are more narrative. I don't know... Technically speaking, the Great Train Robbery is a narrative, but I don't think they had like what we call a main character in the film.
Mm-hmm.
At least I didn't really catch one.
Yeah, I tend to think of the famous shot at the end with the bandit shooting at the camera. I tend to think of him as being the main character, in quotes. Although he's not at all. He's the villain.
Yeah.
But he's become so iconic. And the images that spring to mind when I think about the Great Train Robbery, that's the image that I think of.
I think most people...
And that's often the image for the poster and
Yeah.
Various other things too, so.
That's true. So do you want me to include him? I don't think he's going to get the vote here.
It's not necessary. I'm not going to vote for him, but that was just a sidebar.
Okay. So
those are my choices there. Henry Fonda,
Jimmy Stewart,
William S. Hart,
and Warren Kerrigan, J. Warren Kerrigan.
I think we can eliminate Warren Kerrigan right off the bat.
Okay.
Not that there's anything particularly wrong with his performance, but he's definitely the weakest of the four.
Okay.
I would say.
Well, at this point, in the point that we saw their films in order, I think Hart was probably the biggest star when he made Hell's Hedges.
Yes. And I do love his performance in that movie.
Yeah.
In many ways, that's my favorite movie that we've watched.
Even though we've already seen Dusty Rides Again and My Darling Clementine?
Yes.
Wow, that's saying a lot.
Just because it's also the one that I watched the most, so that's a factor too. I had more time to study it than I did the other films.
It's also a little bit more, I think, not as, maybe cliche is the wrong word, but not as, a little more off the beaten path than what we've normally
It's a little bit
watched.
More obscure by today's standards or knowledge of Westerns, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I found it interesting because some of those things have become cliche, some of the story tropes that are in it, but they're tackled with such sincerity.
It just seems fresh.
Yeah.
To see it.
Kind of yeah. Nice. And I enjoy silent films as a medium, so it's always fun to go back and watch some.
Yeah.
However, I am not going to pick William S. Hart.
Oh, that's actor. I'm on pins and needles now. You've eliminated two very strong actors.
Uh-huh.
So now you got down to Jimmy Stewart and Henry Fonda.
Doesn't it always come down to those two? They were good friends, you know.
Yeah. Those two and our next main character or main actor that we're talking about.
I'm actually going to go with Henry Fonda.
Henry Fonda. Strong choice.
I liked Henry Fonda's performance better.
A strong choice.
I feel like in many ways, Jimmy Stewart's... And I could be wrong. I could be off base here. And if I am, I'm sure you'll guide me back to the straight and narrow. But I think that Jimmy Stewart's performance is heavily reminiscent of some of his previous characters, like Mr. Washington in particular.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Mr.
Smith Goes to Washington was his breakout role, I'd say.
Yeah.
And
I feel like there's a lot of elements of that character.
He's still very young in the performance. This is
true.
This is 39. He just did Mr. Smith Goes to Washington that year. So I think that may be part of it, that he's still kind of learning and growing into who he will be as an actor.
Yeah. And I grew up watching a lot of Jimmy Stewart movies, but I didn't watch as many of Henry Fonda. So Henry Fonda has a little bit of appeal to me in that I don't know his oeuvre.
Right.
His body of work as well as I do Jimmy Stewart's.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more for me to discover about his style. And I don't know. I liked the character of Wyatt Earp. To me, it had a lot more depth and interest. The character that was really interesting to me in Destry was Frenchie.
She got top billing, Marlene Dietrich. She was a bigger star than Jimmy Stewart
right,
was.
Yeah.
So that would make sense that her role would be a stronger role.
So if we were going to do a best actress poll,
you know,
Lena Dietrich might take it.
Might take it, yeah. Which makes sense because you don't see a lot of strong female characters up to this point. I think she's the strongest by far. And then the only other options would probably be Linda Darnell or Kathy Downs. And both those roles I feel like were kind of muted.
Yeah, particularly Kathy Downs doesn't have a whole lot to do.
Yeah.
I've seen some people in reviews since we recorded. Some people have kind of looked down on her or castigated her a little bit for being just a pretty face. They kind of accused her of being, but I feel like she did a really great job with what she had to work with, because there's not much to the, you know, what she says. There's not a whole expanse of character there, but she managed to create something in that space.
Oh, yeah, that's a fair, I think that's probably fair.
My subjective viewpoint.
But what is yours? What's your who's your pick for best actor
best,
out of these films?
Best actor? You know, I kind of like your point for William S. Hart. And it is unusual. I didn't watch a lot of silent films before kind of going back to see some of these. And I really liked the story. I liked his participation in it. I don't know. It's kind of unusual for me to see that. So I think he had a very strong role. Plus, I've read up a little bit more about him since watching Hell's Hinges. And there's just so many more movies I want to see of his. So,
me too.
Yeah. And I've seen probably more Henry Fonda and more Jimmy Stewart than you have. And I think you could get a fair point of Jimmy Stewart still kind of starting off. Henry Fonda, always a strong choice. But I think even in this point in his career, he's not explored everything of what he's got.
Yeah.
Whereas William S. Hart, I think he came from the stage and then really worked for what realism in the film industry. And I think he kind of goes all in on that.
So he does. That's definitely one of his top works.
So
you're going with William S.
I'm
Hart?
I'm going with William S. Hart.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a surprise to me. I wouldn't have expected you to go that
route. You know, we haven't covered John Wayne yet, so...
Oh, man.
And I'm a huge John Wayne fan.
A man very well known for his acting ability.
He is surprisingly a good actor.
You know, he's one of those people that people take for granted, his abilities.
He really is.
Because of the caricature.
He's typecasted, I think, in a lot of ways, but it's also kind of part of the Hollywood that he grew up in. Like, he came up in the Hollywood system, the Hollywood machine. So he got the characters that he felt like he could play. I think in some ways he's not a very self-assured actor, which is kind of strange when you think talking about John Wayne. I think because I've just been reading parts of his biography in preparation for our next episode. And it's just, he relied heavily on directors, which is why his relationship with John Ford was so strong, because John Ford had an image in his mind, and then he would go and talk to his actors and try to get that performance from them. And John Wayne, I think, relied on that a great deal. So in some ways, I don't think he was very confident in his own style. And the opportunities that he does get portray that, I think he does very well. So top films like The Searchers and Red River and True Grit, these and The Cowboys, films that I think he kind of identified with the protagonist.
And The Green Beret.
Well, he does do a lot of films that he feels passionate about. And I feel like he lets his passion kind of guide the film. So The Green Berets is a fun movie. It has been pointed out by a number of critics that he's a little too old for the role. He's a little too old, or maybe, I don't know, maybe his acting's not to the style of the Davy Crockett, or maybe folks have already just gotten used to Fez Parker playing the part of Davy Crockett.
Yeah.
There's a movie that I really didn't like. It's called Big Jim McLean, which was essentially a propaganda piece in the 1950s. I don't know if you ever...
I haven't seen it. I've seen trailers for it.
I think it's the first... I could be wrong. I thought it was the first film that Bat Jack put together, which was his production company. I might be wrong about that. But it was a film that he was involved with. And he actually starred with his, at one point, good friend, James Arnaz, who became a big star in Gunsmoke.
They were cousins, right?
Were they cousins?
I didn't think they were cousins.
I don't think they're cousins. I don't know. I have to look that up now. I have to Google that. But they were at one time good friends. I think they had a falling out a little bit.
Yeah, I would imagine that happens. Showbiz.
No, never.
No.
But hopefully that gives you a small taste for our future episodes to come.
Yes, thank you for joining us on this pop story and quiz.
Let us know who you think is the best leading man and leading actress of our episodes to date on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you can see
us. We are on all those places. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't already. We're on
Stitcher, Apple and Podcasts. Apple, all the places.
All the places where good podcasts can be found.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben.
we will talk to you next time. Thank you, Chris. Let's go get some French toast.